Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. My name's Kyle Wheatley. This is the podcast that has all the questions, and history's proven very few of the answers, but last week changed that. We'll see if we can change it again today with our guest, Mike Goldstein.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. Tim Hewitt told me that he got all the questions
last
right.
Last week, 10 out of 10, our first ever.
Yeah, and I categorically, I know I'm smarter than Tim Hewitt, so I feel like I have to do...
Yeah. You've proven that in the past?
Yeah.
Things have happened?
Things have happened.
Yeah,
we've gone toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
In checkers? I don't know.
Checkers, yeah. The dumb man's chess.
Yeah, exactly.
I nearly got beaten by my 7-year-old niece at checkers.
Really?
I was trying.
Oh, no.
I gave it a red hot go. She beat me at Yahtzee earlier that day.
Oh, wow.
I was playing Yahtzee with her, and I went to, you know, lock in my fours or whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to play Yahtzee, it doesn't matter. The point is, she said to me, her uncle,
yeah,
decades older than her, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no.
And... and I'm now having to ask my 7-year-old niece why I shouldn't do that. And the fuck thing was, she was right. Like, she was absolutely right.
You got schooled.
I got schooled, and then she nearly beat me at checkers.
Oh, no.
So beating Tim Hewitt at checkers is no real claim.
Yeah, I just thought chess sounded a little too highfalutin, so I dropped it to checkers.
For the man who loves tennis.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, chess is too highfalutin for you.
I hate that tennis is considered too posh or, I don't know, a gentleman's sport.
Yeah.
Because the way I play it, it's...
And why do we think Wimbledon is considered a gentleman's sport?
I don't know. They make
could
them
it
wear.
Be?
Yeah.
Did you watch Wimbledon?
I did. And it's ridiculous.
I mean, of course
you did. Some of the traditions still, the all-white, you know?
For the people? Or the,
Mainly the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you're looking around in the crowd. Because they had crowds in, so that was cool.
Yeah, because they've got, what's it called? A vaccination, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's
it's
all about.
New approach. But what a, I mean, I watched the only final that I cared about, which was Ash Barty. That was incredible.
That was great.
This is a sports pod now.
Well, let's just talk sports, because we went to an Australian Open match together,
did,
and it was a bonding day for us.
It was great.
Yeah,
I really feel like we developed our relationship
that day. We did, and we played tennis a couple times.
Yeah. Yes, we have.
Yeah.
But the thing about both those activities is that one of them, if there's an awkward silence as new friends, one of them, that awkward silence is actually enforced by the umpire.
Yeah.
So that's fine. And when you're playing tennis, you're miles away from each other. So it's very difficult to talk anyway.
Yeah.
So if you run out of things to say, tennis is perfect for a new friend.
There you go.
We've got some new friends here today to help you out with the quiz.
I hope so.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
I doubt it. But we'll see. We'll check in. We'll find out. First of all, lots of time on their hands because they're actually a retired director, choreographer, and physical theatre dramaturg. It's hello to Tabitha Booth.
Hello, darling. It's lovely. It's lovely to be here today.
It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you, darling.
You must spend a lot of your time. Now that you're retired, you must spend a lot of your time doing quizzes and you know, back of the newspaper games.
I love a quiz. I love to really enforce my art by thinking, what does this quiz make me think? What does it provoke in me? And although I am retired, I'm never not moving.
Is that right? And you learned that, did you learn that from your physical theatre days?
Absolutely.
Life is movement, isn't it?
Life is movement. Life is water. Life is earth and grounding, but always moving.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's going to know a lot about sports.
Yeah, that's right.
I once played a mascot.
Oh, really?
Yes, it was a physical theatre piece. I went out for the Bulldogs dressed in protection gear and I unleashed Bulldogs onto me. And I screamed, "Who's your god now?" And the crowd hated it.
Oh. This is at Telstra Dome, is it?
It was, yes. Yes, it was. Oh, yeah. It was good. The 80s.
Telstra Dome, the 1980s.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Yeah, yeah. It was the 1980s.
Yeah, it was the 1980s. Yeah, I think it was just the docks then. But maybe
and
what was
how
it? What
we
was it?
Swam and paddled in those docks.
Yes, yes. And how did they take that performance art piece at the football down at the docks?
It evoked emotion for them. Some were angry.
I mean,
some
that's
were
the
scared.
Goal, isn't it?
That is. I never want someone to leave thinking I feel nothing, unless that was my aim. But this just made them angry.
Well, the absence of emotion, is that not emotion in itself?
I like you. You've seen my work and I like you.
Well, Tabitha, thank you for being here. Let's hope we touch on sport and Melbourne's Docklands in the 1980s. Also joining us, the Brains Trust does not end there. We have with us today a condescending high school teacher. Hello, Mr. Keane.
Okay, everyone, settle down. Okay, all right, okay. Okay, I'm here to help as best I can, but let's see how that goes, yeah?
Sorry,
a lot of
said,
this is up to you.
We've only said hello, okay. Mr. Keane.
All right, okay.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay, mate. All right, I'll watch you.
We're just welcoming you here today.
Mate, I'll welcome myself, okay? I'll welcome myself to this situation. Everyone just settle down, please. Settle down.
You're very on the defensive, I think.
Yeah.
You'd be too, mate, if you'd seen the students I've seen. Some of the biggest drop kicks in the world, okay?
Yeah.
And I can only do so much for them. Mm-hmm. I can only teach so much, all right?
That's the spirit of teaching, isn't it?
A lot of dumb children out there. Yeah. Very dumb, and they shouldn't be there.
What's the worst thing you've seen in your years?
I saw one kid,
yeah.
He came in and he had a full pot of paint. He was just drinking out of it.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
And did you do anything to stop him?
I'm not allowed to.
Yeah, it's
I'm
the
not
modern
allowed
age,
to.
Isn't it?
You have to encourage it? Is this a Montessori school?
Yeah, well, we all started clapping along and you know, we just finish it, mate. You know, finish what you started. And
oh, you encouraged him?
Well, yeah. I encouraged him because, you know, I want him to feel positive about the bad decisions he's made because he's already started, isn't he? The damage is already done. He was halfway through it.
And how's he doing now?
He's dead.
Yep. Shall we do a quiz?
Okay.
Question number one. Which actor? Oh, this, I should preface this by saying that the 10 out of 10 that Tim Hewitt got was from the Saturday paper Just Gone.
Right.
So this particular quiz, we've had to wind the clock back a bit.
Oh, you're backdating on me.
Yeah, backdating on you. So this comes from 2019.
Oh.
So I don't know if you've deleted everything that happened before the pandemic.
Did anything exist before March 2020?
What is this? At least 10 things.
This is going to be news about what? Psy?
Let's find.
That's the reference I could pull.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a lot of trouble, aren't we, mate?
Yeah.
Because that was way before 2019, wasn't it?
Well, that's it.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Hey, sexy ladies. I feel like that's timeless.
I guess it is, isn't it? Because there's always sexy ladies and there's always people greeting them.
Yeah, true.
Question number one. Which actor links the characters Malcolm Crowe, David Addison, and John McClane? They're all characters, I assume, in movies. Which actor links the characters Malcolm Crowe, David Addison, and John McClane? Tabitha, I guess this is a little bit in your wheelhouse.
Absolutely.
I mean, your physical theatre is sort of, I mean, that's a workshop area for film, isn't it? I mean, a lot of films spring out of...
I've worked with many, many actors.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them horrible, horrible people.
Mm.
But when I'm finished with them, they're more human than they came in, which is a beautiful thing to see. I remember I worked with Sam Neill.
Yeah.
And I said to him, you're terrible.
Okay.
Awful.
Yeah.
A bad person to your core.
Wow.
And
a lot of people love Sam Neill.
Well, they're wrong. And he wept. And he wept. And he said, show me how to be better. And I said, I can't show you. but I can teach you.
Wow.
And I ran a workshop for 3 years. Uh-huh. And then it got discredited. So does that answer your question?
No. The question is Malcolm Crowe, David Edison, and John McClane. Which actor links the three?
I know the answer, but should we ask condescending teacher?
Yeah, I think we should ask Mr. King.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to throw me a fucking bone, mate, okay?
Well.
I don't look. And yeah, I know I just swear, but I'm outside of the school, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
You seem, yeah, very, your all whole right. manner is unbecoming of a teacher, really.
You don't see what teachers are like outside of the school, okay? Uh-huh. We're actual humans,
yeah.
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I think you know what this is, mm-hmm. okay? And you got to look inside yourself, right? Which character do you recognise? John McClane.
Yeah.
And who played John McClane?
Well, and I know, and then Malcolm Crowe.
Sorry, do you only ask questions?
Yeah.
Do you structure all your communication as a series of questions?
Do I?
Yeah. I think it's condescending that you think I only know the most famous of those characters. So that's right in line with your whole disposition.
Yeah, I'm a one-dimensional character, mate, okay? I'm not going to add any more dimensions to this.
Yeah.
Have you shown any of these films in class? Because often, you know, you're filling in for another teacher.
Yeah.
You have to wheel in the TV, show a film. Have you shown your students Malcolm Crowe, Dave Addison, or John McClane?
There's only one movie I'm showing them, and that's Shawshank Redemption. They've watched that film 20 times, okay?
Mm. Long one, isn't it?
Well, it's a long one. There are lessons to learn, you know.
The forced blowjob scene goes all right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not paying attention to that point.
Okay.
I just fast forward through it. And I say, don't worry, I don't ignore that bit, kids.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Just worry about the bit being in prison and him going to San Juan Tadeo.
What age, what year is this that you teach generally?
I haven't taught for it for years. They won't let me.
Can't imagine why.
But what year, like year 10 are we talking?
Yeah, I teach year 10 social studies.
So a year 10 kid drank a bucket of paint. In front
year
of
10, yes, mate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rest in peace. what were the, do you know the names of any of the films that any of those
Malcolm
names?
Malcolm Crowe was The Sixth Sense.
I can't believe you want me to be impressed by that. Oh, wow, I know the character's name for The Sixth Sense.
Well... Just like you and that kid, the kid in that movie saw dead people. and John McClane, clearly from the Die Hard franchise. David Edison, though, that's got me stumped. I'm going to say, I don't know, one of his more obscure movies, like a...
It doesn't matter. You just need to get the actor's name.
Yeah.
You don't have to impress anyone. Just say Bruce Willis and just move
on. But I have to one-up Tim Hewitt, so I thought I would...
There's no extra points than 10, you know?
Really?
Could he, if he names all three, can he get 11 points today?
Is that right?
No.
No, okay. So, no. I don't know, David Edison.
Okay. Well, we'll just put Bruce Willis.
Okay. But do you have the information? What movie?
Oh, we find out at the end.
Ah, fair enough.
How about you settle down, mate? Let the host do his job. I know he's doing a bad job. He's terrible at it. But let him do it.
Well, when you're sitting an exam with your students or giving them an exam, do you go through one by one and answer as you go along, or do you give all the answers at the end?
Of course I do. Otherwise, they don't know what they're doing, do they?
Yeah.
I go through it sometimes before it, because if they do bad, I don't get paid, mate. Okay?
Yeah.
I do a special study class just for the exam where I just give them all the fucking answers.
Yeah, great.
I say, these are study notes. Kids, write them down.
Mr. Keane's notes.
Yeah, because I've shown them Shawshank Redemption for most of the year.
You can make some coin on those like notes books.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Is there a link between the two brains trusts? Like, did you ever teach drama at school? And what do you think of our dramaturg here today?
Well, she's obviously more competent than I am, isn't she?
Oh.
She seems to know what she's doing.
So thank you, darling. I appreciate that. I believe the phrase is game recognizes game.
Exactly.
And I love to see it. I think I did at one point storm into your theatre hall and scream at your assembly. I wasn't invited, but I love to really get down and see what's happening in youth culture and remind them that nothing matters except for art.
Yes.
And I support that message up until the point about art. I was like, yeah, kids, nothing matters. Listen to this woman. I know who she is, but nothing matters.
Question number two. Name the six countries bordering Libya. Name the six countries bordering Libya.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Well, uh-oh.
I just saw you shake your head, mate.
What? You ever taught geography,
yeah.
Mr. Keane?
No, social studies.
Well, yeah, so...
No, that's not that specific. More general.
More general. In year 10.
The geography.
In
or
year 10.
Economics.
Broad stroke social studies in year 10.
But come on, let's use our brains. Yeah, we can work this out.
Uh-huh.
Where is Libya to begin with? Come on, mate.
I feel like if this was 2019, I'd crush this. But because it's, you know,
it's
we're
not,
2021. We moved on from whatever. Was there a crisis in Libya at the time?
I assume at the time there must have been
okay.
some sort of something going on for Cindy McDonald to
yeah.
start the question. But I mean, Tabitha, have you ever been to the Libyan Film Festival? Or the is there a physical theatre scene in Libya?
I have travelled.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere, to every inch and corner of the globe. Most of the time I look around, I say, where am I?
Yes.
Because I've been everywhere so often, I'm never in one place for very long. And does that answer your question?
I feel like you just wanted to tell us you traveled a lot.
Yeah. I love to travel.
Did you ever go to Libya?
Have I been to Libya? Yeah. Probably, yes.
Did you go to the country, six countries surrounding
Libya? I mean, who's to say?
I mean, every hotel room looks the same, doesn't it?
It does, and every Airbnb a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
Does that
What do you look for in...
your question?
What do you look for in accommodation when you're out on the road as a touring performer, director, choreographer?
A roof over my head.
Mm-hmm.
A single chair to write in my memoirs and silk sheets. A yep. very thin silk sheet is right. what I look for.
And do they... Because often when, you look, when you're booking a hotel or something, it's like, you know, Wi-Fi,
yeah.
spa.
Mm.
The silk sheets. Do you have to phone ahead? That's not very common.
Or do you bring your own? Is that...
I travel with my own silk sheets, yes. Do you not?
No. No, I don't.
How
really?
Do you look yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, you guys just, you know, getting into the cotton that everyone else has been in. Who knows who slept before you?
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry, you take your own silk sheets as well when you travel.
I take a sleeping bag, and it's not silk, but it's mine. Uh-huh. And I know what I've done in there.
What material is the sleeping bag?
Gore-Tex.
Gore-Tex. Sounds comfortable.
Wow.
Very comfortable. Gore-Tex
waterproof,
in and out.
Though.
Waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go into details.
Mm.
And do you mostly travel on school camps, Mr. Keane?
Yeah, school camps, or yeah. I get there a week early just to check things out.
Mm-hmm. Do a little advance
safety
scout.
Tour, just mm-hmm. to see, you know, I don't want these kids, make sure there's not too much paint around.
Well, as a social studies teacher,
yep.
do you know anything about Libya's like geopolitical context and how they feel about their neighboring countries? That might lead us down a path towards an answer.
Look, mate, I'll be honest with you. I don't know this one. Okay? I don't know it. I'm struggling to think where Libya is.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe Saudi Arabia's close to it.
Yeah, it's Middle East-ish.
I'd say northeast of Africa.
Uh-huh.
So
northeast of Africa.
Yep.
Egypt?
Egypt,
I would say.
Iraq?
Saudi Arabia?
Sudan?
Iraq, Sudan, Iran.
Djibouti?
Yeah, I did.
Oh,
that was an alley-oop, that one, mate. You set him up, I'll knock him down.
Oh, okay.
See,
you're not
how
all.
Many have we listed now?
I think
seven.
Three or four.
What did you say, Sudan?
Sudan, maybe Iran, Iraq, Egypt.
This is a tough one because there's only one point here. So you got to get them all right.
Yeah.
That feels mean and cruel.
I know.
Yeah.
Did Tim Hewitt have to do one of these once?
No.
Bet you he didn't.
Yeah.
Bet you his was, this what's the capital of Australia?
Yeah. To some degree, this does demonstrate week after the last, how much easier the quizzes are getting.
Ah.
Yeah. So you're up against it today.
Okay. So I would need all six to get the 1 point. And
or
I don't
seven.
Think... Or was there seven?
There's six. So
yeah.
You said Egypt... Sudan.
No, I'm saying including Libya, it's seven.
Oh, yes.
Libya
Sorry.
Touches itself as well.
Yeah.
I guess the
Just
Libyan
like
border is on the border of Libya. I'll put Libya. I'm happy to put Libya.
Did we get any Eritrea? I don't know what's around there. Is it closer to Eastern Bloc? I have no idea.
So we got Egypt, Sudan, Libya, Eritrea, Saudi Arabia. We need one more.
Fuck.
Chad?
Yeah, Chad, because it's a fun name. Did you have any Chads at school?
Oh, he was terrible at
yeah.
Did he die?
No, he's alive. I'm waiting till he's old enough, then I'm going to get in a fight with him.
Yeah, okay. Right. And has that worked in the past?
No, they always beat me, but I'm going to beat one of them.
Question three. Which is closest to one furlong? A, 50 metres, B, 100 metres, or C, 200 meters. A furlong. Is that like in, is that the British miles and feet? And
I think so. The British system, but I just think, in the dramaturg can back me up on this, so the classical actor Edward Furlong. Would you say
oh
that?
Yeah. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah, yeah. John Connor fame.
Oh, man. What a great film.
Wow, the best John Connor, some might say.
First question of this quiz was really in your wheelhouse, wasn't it?
Yeah. Now I'm fucked.
Well, this is multiple choice, so we have a 1 in 3 chance of getting this right.
Okay.
So what is it? 5, 10, 15?
50, 100, or 200.
I wasn't listening.
In physical theatre, space is important. You've got to understand your sense of space.
My God, you do. You have to understand it and then forget everything you know.
Yes, that's what it's about, having everything and then walking on the stage
and
having an empty head.
An empty head, but a full body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Full of space and time and dreams.
Mm-hmm. And lunch.
And no, never eat before a show.
Is that right?
That is
sort of like swimming.
They're very similar. Mm-hmm. Incredibly, you can drown on stage.
Yeah, you don't want to have a full tank on stage.
No.
Yeah, because you could shit yourself.
Sometimes that makes the art even.
Use better. Everything you've got. Use everything.
Use it. Use
everything.
It.
Well, as social studies teacher, I'm sure you've been roped in to direct some of the school productions. At
Yeah, I don't direct a few.
What method do you use?
Just get this done, everyone. Come on,
get
settle
it done
down.
Method. Yeah. And what have you touched? Shakespeare, Lloyd Webber. What's the school prepared?
No, we can't afford those.
Oh,
no, these are no name musicals that you can, because you have to pay to use. You have to pay the rights to use and to do everything by the book.
Oh, so you do originals?
Yeah. No. These are like you can buy them like real dodgy ones, like Spooky Icky and the Pooky Turkeys, which is a ghost musical.
Can you give us a taste of a song?
Spooky Icky and the Pooky Turkeys, here we're coming to you. And that's the whole song.
Oh, right. Wow.
Do
sounds
you
like
have
the Hokey Pokey.
No, I don't. They want to. They're always asked me to get into musicals and that, but I won't do it.
So a furlong, what are the options? The
50, 100, or 200 metres?
I'm going to say a furlong is 100.
You want to say 100 metres?
Yes.
It's a British term, is it? Is that what the British use?
Mm.
You can imagine them saying that, though.
How would they say, like, how...
Where's that pub? You know, the Hand and Wallet. Oh, that's a furlong away.
Yeah. 100 metres? That
chap.
Sounds right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So 100 meters?
I'd say 100.
Okay.
100 is long, and it's a long word.
It is.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
But then
200 is longer. I don't know. Maybe
it's not that long of a word.
No, you'd expect a longer word, of course. Mm. Question number 4. What is the name of the tube or cavity that connects the mouth with the esophagus? I'm sure you warm up before every show, every performance, Tabitha.
Absolutely.
It must be very important to make sure that everything's warm before you get on stage.
You've got to be red hot. Mm-hmm. You've got to be sweating before you stand on stage. You want to be dripping wet, every cavity, every orifice damp with sweat.
Oh, damp.
Mm. Damp with sweat and passion.
Oh,
yeah.
Dripping.
Dripping wet.
Sorry, every orifice should be dripping wet.
You heard me. Don't make me say it again.
Warm-ups can be, you know, when you see an improv warm-up, it's pretty laughable, isn't it?
Yeah. You ever played Space Jump?
Yeah. Is that one of your warm-ups?
I played Space Jump.
Dangerous game.
With JFK.
Wow.
We played it together. They got me in to do some get-together games with the White House, and I went. And we played Space Jump.
The Kennedy White House...
Mm.
Called you, I guess you probably weren't retired at this time in your prime.
Absolutely not.
To come in and do some get-together games with
just
the administration.
Just gotten in,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, we're nervous.
Some corporate meet and greets.
Icebreakers.
Icebreakers.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we played
between
Space
John
Jump.
And his brother.
Absolutely. And we played Space Jump, and it was a laugh. Uh-huh. And we laughed and laughed and laughed, and we went in the tunnels, mm-hmm. and it was just a great time. Does that answer your
tunnels
question?
Well, takes us back to tubes and cavities. So
it does.
And Mr. Keen?
Yeah.
You seem like a big...
Crane.
Cavity guy.
It's Crane.
Is it Crane?
Crane.
K-R-E-A-N.
Oh. I've been saying Keen this whole time.
Crane.
Oh, we've been... just now you've corrected us.
Yeah, well, I'm a low-status guy, you know. Yeah. I act all tough, but... I'm nervous around you two blokes and you.
Thank you for the add-in. Thank you for that.
Do you know your tubes and cavities? Do
no
like
idea.
Mouth.
I was, before you finish the sentence, I was going
to
say esophagus.
Yeah.
I thought mouth. Well, esophagus.
Yeah.
I didn't realize there are other things.
This is mouth to ass.
Mouth with the esophagus.
Okay.
Yeah. What connects what is the mouth name to of the esophagus? Tube or cavity that connects the mouth with the esophagus?
Oh, so I thought we were going
I'm pointing
through.
At my throat right now. This is the esophagus.
Yes. Yep, like behind your Adam's
this
apple.
This is the mouth.
Yep, that's
so
right.
We're talking
your
about
cheeks.
This bit here.
Larynx?
Larynx, hello.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I'm going to go larynx. All does right.
That sounds beautiful. Right? A beautiful name for a girl, too, larynx.
Yeah, larynx.
That's not bad. Put that down. Question number five. Zaha Hadid is famous in which field? Zaha Hadid is famous in which field?
Okay. I don't know. Does that ring any bells?
And I will say at this point that I think we've done this quiz before.
Have you?
Yeah. On this podcast.
I've made that mistake too, mate.
And
I once gave the same class
me, yeah. this particular question.
The same quiz five times.
Luckily,
and they lost every time.
Yeah. My memory is poor enough that I have no idea who Zaha Hadid is.
Okay.
But we're not looking... Well, we are actually looking for the answer to that question. Zaha Hadid is famous in which field? Does that ring any bells?
Can I throw it to the trust? Is there any...
Is it social studies? Are they famous for?
I reckon he's probably like a famous dentist or something.
Okay.
You know those famous dentists.
But they always have their backs to the camera, so there's there's actually no famous dentist.
Yeah, but you can recognise the back of their heads.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You ever been on a train? You go, that's one of them fucking dentists, mate.
What is the defining feature of the back of a dentist's head, would you say?
Oh, it's clean, but not as clean as the front.
Yeah, it's really been brushed.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a social studies teacher who got fired.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
I let a kid drink paint on my watch.
The dead one.
The dead one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was actually the end of your career, was it? You're retired now.
Of course. But you think I'll let me teach after that? Their parents didn't trust me, and I just let them drink paint.
Okay.
And I just assumed he did that at home all the time, but, you know, that was the first time
I
did
think
it.
From memory you clapped him on.
Yeah, we all clapped him on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was my paint. I brought it to class.
Mm.
What were you painting?
My house. I went by Bunnings to the school. It's not enough time in the day.
Did you paint the set for Turkey Lurkey and the Clurkey Murkies?
Yeah. We had some left over. And then so
that's
I'm like,
not what it was called. What was it called again, Mr.
I can't remember what I called it. First rule of improv, don't make someone repeat what they've said earlier, which was clearly a dumb made-up name.
Okay, Zaha.
I think the first rule of improv is absolutely do make them try and have a crack at that.
No, it was spookier here in the Mookie
Pookie Tookies.
Pookies.
Spooky Ookie and the Pookie Tookies, I think.
Yeah.
That's why I jot them down. Zaha Hadid, does that ring any bells,
okay.
Tabitha?
What was happening in 2019 that would make one person feature in a quiz?
Yes.
What was happening?
What happened in 2019?
Were they in the Psy music video for Sexy Ladies?
Maybe.
Doing the dance.
Do they work at the Wuhan Respiratory Disease Center, perhaps?
Oh,
we didn't really learn about that until 2020.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe they were just a good-looking person in the right place at the right time.
So the field
is all it takes.
Good-looking, right place, right time.
I'll say politics.
Okay,
I'll
put politics. Question six. Name the American...
Good to see that our help really got you there.
Name the American brig found adrift and intact but deserted in the mid-Atlantic in, and this is the year they want, 1872. Name the American brig found adrift and intact but deserted in the mid-Atlantic in 1872. Now, you're not bad on character names from modern cinema, Mike, but how are you on the American Navy circa the mid to late 1800s?
Holy shit. There's no way Tim Hewitt got 10 out of 10 if it was anywhere near this hard. Like, I'm quite decent at trivia, but this just seems like cruel. Yeah.
Can we make Tim Hewitt do this one? Because this is... He would 0 out of 0 for this one. Honestly. Yeah. Name a fucking... A brig.
From the
1800s. Can you tell me what a brig is?
Yeah. Did you teach Tim Hewitt, Mr. Crane?
Of course I taught Tim Hewitt.
Yeah.
Every teacher had to have a crack at him.
Yeah.
See if we could actually get him to learn anything.
Well, someone got something through him. He got 10 out of 10.
I know, the last teacher. I mean, he had that many teachers, he finally learned something. Yeah. But you didn't answer my question. What's a brig?
It's a ship.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't they just say ship?
I guess it's a type of ship.
Okay. Do you ever heard of brig before?
I've heard of brigs, but I think Yeah, it's
another clue. It was found adrift in the mid-Atlantic.
Okay, the Titanic.
Was that found adrift, would you say? It was definitely deserted.
Yeah, but it's just for James Cameron to go, you know, fuck around in. And like, yeah.
Yes, the Bezos of his time, really, wasn't he?
He really is, yeah.
Instead of going to space, he went to the bottom of the ocean.
Bottom of the ocean, you know, great man.
Used to be, like, movie directors who were able to do that.
Yeah.
Do you have any dreams or aspirations of heading to space or the bottom of the ocean, Tabitha Booth?
What's the ideal tableau for a drama piece?
I believe I never wanted to go into the ocean. It's none of our business. Mm-hmm. But I've always wanted to be amongst the stars. And in a way, I am currently amongst you. Less you, social studies teacher.
Yeah,
but
I get that. I 100% get that.
Mr. Crane, for future reference, if you want
to. I'd prefer not to use his name. I don't wish to remember it. And as somebody who has tap danced on a brig, on a ship.
Oh.
So you could tell us what type of ship a brig is.
Well, I was too busy entertaining the troops.
Oh, wow.
Quite the career you've had.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
I don't wish to talk about were it you doing very much.
Were you doing an icebreaker for the troops on the ship?
No, I was tap dancing for them and singing and wooing them and boosting morale. But does that answer your question?
I think the only famous old ship I can think of, and I think this is like a World War II reference, is the Lusitania.
Lusitania.
Yeah.
That rings a bell.
It does.
Feels right.
But I don't know my 1800 brigs, but I'm just going to throw that out there.
You have to put something down.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll go with Lusitania.
I'll put Lusitania. Question 7. How often is golf's Ryder Cup held? How often is golf's Ryder Cup held?
That's an easy one.
Yeah. You're all over it?
Yeah.
Okay. You're a golfer?
Huge golfer. Love golf. They do this one twice a week.
Yeah. Without saying Tiger Woods, who's your favorite golfer?
Greg Norman.
Oh, the shark.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the shark. Yeah. Fuck you. Have you seen? I've got to think of another golfer. Sorry, I don't know the Sixth Sense fucking character names, but yeah.
Seen any photos of Greg Norman lately?
Oh, 100%.
Quite the hog.
Oh, what a hot man.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Oh, you attracted him?
Oh, how can you not be? He's attractive. At his age, to look like that. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful man. Yeah. Can't believe it. Keep the hat on, though.
Is golf, are you for it if you're into tennis, or are you against it because you're into tennis? You know, it is placed in that same world of sport, isn't it?
It is, but I am not great at it, so I don't really follow it, and I still find it very boring.
As opposed to tennis, which therefore
you're
great at.
Fucking, I could have played at the Wimbledon, but they said I was too good.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'm going to say Ryder Cup.
Bringing in your own character traits now. Seven questions in.
Mike G is also a character. You don't realize that.
Yeah, that's true. Mike G is a character.
Yeah, the G stands for
great time at
tennis.
Great at tennis.
Great at tennis.
I'm going to say Ryder Cup is twice a year.
You reckon it's twice a year?
Yes.
Twice. Question 8. I'm not sure how to pronounce this, and seeing as I've already done this quiz before, probably could have looked it up in the intervening time, but Tugela Falls, or Tugela Falls, T-U-G-E-L-A, Tugela Falls is the world's second highest waterfall. Which country is it in? Tugela Falls, T-U-G-E-L-A. I mean, you've travelled a lot, Tabitha, as previously mentioned. Do you ever find time in between productions to see some of the sights, you know, the big bananas of the world?
I often have many of my impromptu performances in the middle of public spaces, sometimes with no notice.
Right.
At
more
all.
Of a breakdown.
More of a screaming in public, waiting for a crowd to gather, and then writhing around the floor, screaming, and people applaud.
Do they?
They do. They say, thank you.
Yeah.
And I say, no, thank you. And then I go and I go and visit waterfalls and creeks and dams.
Oh, wow.
Mainly.
Dams. Yeah. Love to check out a dam.
Bodies of water, that's always good fun, you know.
Yeah.
You got to see creeks, dams.
What are some of your favorite dams that you've seen over the time?
Oh, Scavenger Dam.
Scavengers. Yeah, good one.
Scavenger Dam.
Scavenger Dam.
Oh, you've been to Scavenger as well, Mr. Crane?
Yeah, have you not been to Scavenger Dam?
No.
What sort of childhood did you have, mate?
Went to Mundaring Dam.
I'm so sorry.
The hills of WA.
In the hills of WA, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. C.Y. O'Connor, I believe, built that dam.
Oh,
yeah,
look at this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. He built the pipeline that went out to, where was it, that place? Where the mining is.
Kalgoorlie. How is it? What happened then?
And then he built it, right? And it didn't work. When they turned on, it didn't work. What do? Bloody shoots himself in the head. Oh. And the next day it started fucking working.
You love that story, don't
Isn't
you?
Isn't it a great story, that one?
Yeah.
Because it always, it's just the best lesson there is, give it a day. Give it a day, mate. Mm. Like, you've just built a whole bloody pipeline. Give it a day. And but it proves that we shouldn't be out there. If you need to build a pipeline of water out there, probably don't live out there.
And Scavenger Dam is where and what the name it comes from?
Scavenger Dam is
in Perth.
As well.
Another dam. There's two dams.
Yeah.
Okay. And
it's two dams in Perth. Okay. That's why they call it Two Dam Perth.
Yeah.
Of course. Double dam.
Double dam Perth.
Mm-hmm. Double dam Perth.
I've heard that for sure. Yeah. So, Tugula?
Tugula?
I prefer Tugula.
Tugula.
Yeah.
Tugula.
I'd tuckle it off before this.
Jesus Christ.
What? I would say, so biggest waterfall in the world.
Second biggest. We're looking for the country that it's in. Name a country is essentially what we're asking.
Right.
I think, okay. Unless name anyone has any clues.
Any help? Name a country.
Africa.
That's continent.
All right. South Africa.
So.
Ooh.
Well, okay.
The best offer we have so far is South Africa.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
You like that?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, wrong. Where's the Amazon? Like, what countries mainly?
Brazil. But is the Amazon the kind of place that's
that would have a huge waterfall?
Or is there so much water that it's sort of everywhere?
Yeah.
Now, waterfalls are often in places that don't have as much, right?
Right.
It's falling from one place to another.
Then it just mists off and turns into vapors.
Cliffs. Yeah.
So what is cliffs? Does anyone have any cliff experience? What would have the biggest cliffs?
Do you have any experiences with cliffs?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I mean, you love C.Y. O'Connor.
Yeah.
What are you getting at? What do you mean I got experience with cliffs? What are you trying to say?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've spent some time sitting on cliffs thinking about stuff.
Yeah. What do you think about?
You don't go there.
You bottle it, push it down.
Bottle it down, you walk away. You shout out just out of nowhere. Not today!
Give it a day.
Give it a day.
Give it a day.
Give it a day.
I'll stick with South Africa.
Okay,
then.
We'll lock in South Africa. Question
poor
nine.
Poor choice, mate.
I know, I don't like it at all.
According to Roman mythology, who is Jupiter's father? According to Roman mythology, who is Jupiter's father? I mean, mythology comes into theater a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of things are based on...
I feel like you got this.
The Roman gods.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's so many as well, which I love, because you can pick and choose who you play.
Have a god a day.
It's a god a day keeps keeps the critics away, is what I like to say. I like to do a lot of one-woman shows where I play many different kinds of gods. But one per day. Only one per day.
So it's, what is that, like a week performance in each day?
A week, no sleep. It's beautiful piece of theatre to watch. Don't bring the family, but come and see.
Wow. Don't bring the family.
Don't bring the... dear God, do not bring children to that.
It's got anything to do with the damp orifices?
It has... I believe everything has everything to do with the damp orifice.
Yeah.
I've never done a piece of work that has excluded an orifice.
Right. And do you apply
so that's
your
rule. Yeah. Yours is give it a day.
Give it a day.
Don't exclude an orifice. and you can quote me on that.
Yeah, people
my
will.
Tombstone, it will say, Tabitha Booth, don't exclude an orifice.
Yeah, because there is seven orifices, as we all know.
Yes, can like you, the planets.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. It's, you know, like the...
Is that how many planets there are? I don't know.
No.
Begged it.
The seven orifices.
Yeah, here you go, Mr. Cream.
Two nostrils, two eye holes, two ear holes.
Yep.
Mouth, bum, pee. That's nine.
Yeah, but not all of us have a piss hole.
You should.
Oh.
Everyone
should have a piss hole.
What do you mean not everyone has a piss
hole? I have a more of a cloaca type situation.
Okay, of course.
What was brave of you to say?
What was the question again?
According to Roman mythology, oh, yeah. Who is Jupiter's father? Do you want to put cloaca?
Was it Mars? Is it?
Do you think it's another planet?
Well, Mars is the god of war, I believe.
Isn't it like Romulus or Remus? Aren't they the original sons of Rome, born under a giant dog?
Okay, so is this coming?
What
to
did
social
I just say? Is this what did I just say? I was blanked out for a second.
Jupiter's father.
Yeah, Tim Hewitt exactly. was all over this one. He listed all the gods just for fun.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll
just pick a planet.
I'll stick with Mars.
Okay, we'll put in Mars.
Yeah.
See how that goes. Question 10.
Right. Yeah, let's read into that. That's wrong.
I feel like I've only gotten the Bruce Willis one right so far.
Such a strong start.
I know. And I'll change Ryder Cup to once every 2 years because twice a year is insane.
Okay, so we'll go back there. Yeah. We'll change biannually.
Go through and make amendments? I love
anything
it.
Anything else?
No. I think I'll
everything
the rest.
Else is perfect.
Yeah. Very happy with
it. How are we feeling about Lusitania?
Name one more brig, anybody.
The Titanic, I said it before.
Yeah. Question 10. Who directs, here we go, Tabitha, who directs the soon-to-be-released film, 2019, remember? So who directs the released film, Ride Like a Girl? Who directs Ride Like a Girl? Were you in Ride Like a Girl?
I gave notes on the script. Mm-hmm. They sent it to me when it was just in its second draft. And
such
they said,
a collaborative
read this.
Process.
And I sent it back and I said, no. No, I will not read this because I believe it's probably perfect. And
right,
although I
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
see the movie, from not hearing about it until just now, I assume it was a
yeah.
fantastic and very successful film.
And how much do they pay you for notes like that? Like, sight unseen, this is perfect.
About $1 million.
$1 million.
About that.
That's a good rate.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's a solid rate.
I bought some more shawls, I guess. It's fine.
Ride Like a Girl, is that a
I
film?
I think I know this one.
Yeah.
Thank God.
So, do you want the movie itself?
It's an Australian film. And I think it's Rachel Griffiths.
Okay.
Did you teach Rachel Griffiths?
I taught her at school.
Mm-hmm.
She was there as the kid was drinking paint, saying, help him.
Wow.
And I was like, you're a good actor. Yeah. You're acting genuinely like you're upset right now.
Funnily enough, that kid is now 6 feet under, which is what Rachel Griffiths is known
wow.
for. That's a big
wow.
pull.
Feels yeah. like the end of the quiz. I'll put Rachel Griffiths. That's 10 questions. How do you think you went out of 10? How are you feeling? 10
I
out of 10?
I think just Bruce Willis and Rachel Griffiths.
Okay,
I'm
going to
say.
Yeah.
Shooting for two here. Question number one. You said that Bruce Willis links the characters Malcolm Crowe, David Addison, and John McClane, and you are correct.
Okay. And did we... Can you tell us who David Addison was?
I can't. You'll have to Google that later.
Ah,
question
great.
Two. The six countries bordering Libya, you said, are Egypt, Sudan, Libya, Eritrea, Saudi Arabia, and Chad. And they are Egypt, Sudan, Chad, Tunisia, Algeria, Nigeria. So, unfortunately, no points there. Question three was, what is the closest to 1 furlong? You said 100 metres, but it's 200 metres.
Surely half a point for getting half the countries? No? Is that not...
Oh, sure, I'll throw it in for you. It's not going
to... Yeah.
It's not going to matter. Question three was, which is the closest to 1 furlong? You said 100, but it's 200 metres, so no point there.
Yeah.
The name of the tube or cavity that connects the mouth and the esophagus is not the larynx, it's the pharynx. And don't ask for half a point, I'm not giving it to you.
Oh.
Question...
Pharynx?
Yeah, you pharynx that one right up.
Yeah. It's not half a point per syllable, I'm afraid. Question five. Zaha Hadid is famous not for politics, but architecture.
That was my next answer.
Yeah, you were just about to say that.
On the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. What did he build?
Buildings.
Yeah.
Oh, very good.
Obviously.
Okay.
What do you think he built?
Sorry. I'm
a
just...
house of cards?
I'm really...
Don't waste my time.
We're here to help you.
That's on me. I apologize.
I'm not sure what the Lusitania is, but it's the Mary Celeste that was found adrift and intact but deserted in the mid-Atlantic in 1872.
Like that, because you did know that?
I did not know that. But Mary Celeste was a fun name.
It's a fun name.
Yeah.
The Writers' Cup is, glad you changed it, held every 2 years.
Look at that.
Yeah, there we go.
I was thinking about it and I was like, twice a year.
No, every 2 years.
Yeah.
Tugela Falls is the world's second highest waterfall, and it is in South Africa.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, oh.
Well
my
done.
God, these social studies, it was in there somewhere.
According to Roman mythology, Jupiter's father is Saturn, so no point there. And the final question, who directs the soon-to-be-released, so now-released film Ride Like a Girl? It is indeed Rachel Griffiths, 4.5 out of 10.
That's decent, right?
Wow. That's fine.
It's not a pass, though. Like, as a teacher, that's still a failing mark.
No, well, not as pass on that.
Yeah, it's not as big a fail as letting a student drink paint.
Yeah.
Surely.
True.
You've come out well. You could be dead if you're one of my students, all right? So 4 out of 5 and alive.
Yeah. And when are you going to fight Chad?
I reckon a couple of months. I'm going to go in the pub if he's there. I'm like, do you remember who I am, mate? I'm Mr. Green. Put him up.
Yeah.
I'm going to push him around.
I think I remember reading that story about that child's death in the newspaper. Poor little improv student called Xavier Michaelides.
That's right.
Who passed away.
That's right.
That day.
Xavier Michaelides.
Yeah.
He had a lot of promise. A
lot of promise.
Very funny.
Yeah.
Very good. He was bald back then.
Yeah.
And had a beard.
He was on a kids' show.
Hug the Sun.
Yeah, Hug the Sun.
Hug the Sun. So go watch that.
Yeah.
And it was shot recently.
Yeah.
With someone who looked just like him when he was older.
Yeah.
One of the worst promos I've ever done.
Thanks for being here, Mr. Crean. And Tabitha Booth, retired director, choreographer, physical theatre and dramaturg, thank you for being here.
Thank you. Thank
now
you for
that
having
you're retired,
me.
Who's taken your place in this world, in the scene?
I have a lovely mentee named Frankie McNair, who is not as talented as me.
Right.
But my God, they try so hard.
Yeah.
So hard every goddamn day. And they're fine.
Do they have any works coming up that we could check out?
Oh, who's to say? I know they have a podcast. It's called Worst Gigs, if you care for that. They talk about the worst gigs other comics have ever done.
Great.
It's very harrowing stuff.
Great. Good for a company, so some travel.
Absolutely. We love to travel.
Absolutely. Well, Tabitha, thank you very much for being here. And congratulations, Mike Goldstein, 4.5 out of 10.
How does that stack up?
I mean, it's no Tim Hewitt.
Yeah.
But the average is about four or five. So
great.
You're about smack average, on average.
Man. Okay. I'll take that. I've heard that my whole life.
You have an above average podcast called Phone Hacks.
Yes, the Phone Hacks podcast with me and Nick Capper. We swap phones and
ruin people's lives.
You were meant to do it, but you bailed last minute.
I bailed.
Yeah, we'll get you on.
Well, we'll see.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. That's
Can I promo one thing?
Oh, yeah, you can.
A little
Mr.
Scamps.
Crean.
Ben Russell and the ghost of Zay Michael is a Twitch show called Little Scamps. Please check it out.
A what show, sorry?
A Little Scamps, it's
Twitch
called.
Show?
Twitch. It's a Twitch stream. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. But Ben does it.
Ben does it with a ghost.
That's Wax Quizzical. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.